Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and today is Sunday, April 28th. And as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin musically with Sylwia Grzeszczak and Motyle, You Give Me Butterflies in My Stomach.
Naczyń postawię dziś, nie spojrzysz tu i tak, a mnie nie ruszę to, bo płynę z wiatrem coś, co znam, co było w nas gdzieś na początku, ktoś też to ma. Chcę mi to dać, to takie proste. Czy to stracony czas? Tego nie powiem o tobie nigdy. Spotkam cię w tylu snach, choć poranki przywitam z kimś innym. Będę śnić o tobie, o naszych dniach. Nie raz, nie raz, że tak się muszę.
And in the news, President Joe Biden last Wednesday signed into law a long-sought foreign aid package providing crucial military assistance to Ukraine as it battles to repel Russia's invasion. Biden's signature came after the U.S. Senate approved the multi-billion dollar aid package a day earlier, following months of negotiations and debate. The foreign aid package, worth $95 billion in total, includes nearly $61 billion in aid to Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking from the White House after signing the bill on Wednesday, Biden said it was a good day for America, a good day for Ukraine, and a good day for world peace. Zelensky thanks America, says new aid will help protect lives from Russian attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed gratitude for the hefty aid package, saying that his country was getting the support it needed to continue protecting lives from Russian attacks. President Biden signed into law today the support package approved by Congress, which includes Ukraine aid, Zelensky wrote. We completed this half-year path. Regardless of what anyone says, we are gaining the support we need to continue protecting lives from Russian attacks. Today, we answered history's call at this critical inflection point. With the signing of our national security package, we tell the world that America stands resolutely for democracy and freedom and against tyranny and oppression. discussion. Zelensky added, over the past few days, we have already been actively working with our American friends on all levels to include the exact types of weapons that our warriors require in this package. It totals $1 billion and includes exactly what we discussed with President Biden during our call. I am grateful to President Biden, Congress, and all Americans who recognize that we must cut the ground under Putin's feet rather than obeying him, as this is the only way to truly reduce threats to freedom. Together, we can ensure this. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
And on the lighter side, she won. Kokosanka, the world's only albino African penguin born in Poland's Gdańsk Zoo, has been chosen as Penguin of the Year in an international contest. An African penguin named Kokosanka, which means coconut cake in Polish, a five-year-old female, took home almost 83% of the public's votes during March of Penguin Madness, an annual contest organized by Penguins International, an organization dedicated to preserving and protecting penguins. That placed her well ahead of her two U.S.-based rivals, Pearl and Emperor Penguin Chick from SeaWorld in San Diego, and Littlefoot, a king penguin from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium. Notes from Poland website reported. Born in 2018 and marked by a rare genetic anomaly, she's more than her mesmerizing red eyes and distinctive lack of pigmentation. She's a beacon of individuality in the penguin world, the Gdańsk Zoo's officials have said. The zoo believes that Kokosanka's newfound international success is due to her unique appearance, but also a campaign in support of her by a popular Polish social media account, Make Life Harder, which has over 1.5 million followers on Instagram. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Spring has sprung, so spring on over to the Associated Polish Home for the Spring Fling Polka Party with the TKO Band from Baltimore, Sunday, May 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. The best Polish kitchen in Philly, fully stocked bar, great music with polkas, waltzes, oberki, and swing, and polka lessons too. For reservations, phone John Wiśniewski, 215-906-1825. I repeat, 215-906-1825. See you at the Associated Polish Home, Sunday, May 19th. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today, our favorite gourmets from Radio Polonia talk about Polish lettuce. As summer approaches, and we probably want to eat more salad to get ready to don our bikinis.
Tune to Warsaw. Polish fusion, Polski fusion, the Polish palate, the Polish quest for taste, pierogi, pizza, kebab, molecular cuisine, tales from the Polish kitchen with Agnieszka Bielawska,
Elżbieta Krajewska.
Hello.
Hello everyone.
Well, we've been talking about nowaliki, the new things that appear on the green markets, and then we thought that we have omitted a vital issue when it comes to nowaliki.
Mm-hmm.
That is something which is defined as lettuce. And, of course, there are many, many kinds of lettuce, it appears, including, for example, rocket or Romani lettuce or iceberg or others. But what we really meant was the butterhead lettuce, which was ever so popular in Poland long time before all those novelties arrived.
That's true. Now we have a really, really wide selection of the green things and the green leaves, starting from, I don't know, baby spinach right up to various mixtures, which all you need to do is dump into a bowl and add a dressing. But some years ago, when we spoke of a salad and we spoke of lettuce, then it was just that exactly. It was the butterhead lettuce. And it was something which has almost virtually disappeared from our menu. Our Polish version of the lettuce with cream, as strange as that might seem, but actually quite delicious. So whenever we made our famous chabowy with the mashed potatoes, it didn't really need to have stewed cabbage to go with it, but it had this nice, refreshing mixture of butterhead lettuce and a creamy dressing, or roast chicken, as might be.
Or roast chicken, exactly. That was Sunday. Mm-hmm. And the creamy dressing was, one, a little bit sweet, because it was with a few drops of lemon juice and a touch of sugar, or, to those who preferred it more savory, it was with a dill. With a dill? Mm. No, definitely it was with young onions. Mm.
Young onions, yes, that too. But dill also.
Dill also.
And a little bit, some people liked it with a little bit of vinegar. And there was this, of course, you couldn't cut lettuce. It was a no-no. So you had to wash very carefully every leaf under running water. It was actually a hassle, this thing. Then you tore it into smaller pieces, although some people really liked the big leaves. And then some people left this to marinate in this creamy dressing for some time. So when you bit into the concoction, that cream really made itself felt through the lettuce. Although those who just mixed it just before serving into the lettuce, and then the lettuce was more crunchy. But definitely, Oh, and some people also added some hard-boiled eggs.
Yes, to the cream.
Yes, to the cream. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
that is true.
That was the dressing which we called Polish style, definitely.
That was the dressing which we called Polish style. I think that those who, as you said, marinated the leaves were fewer than those who just tossed it before serving, because the marinated leaves always were wilted. Butterhead dressing salad is extremely fragile, so it is not iceberg lettuce, which is very stiff, and you can mix it ahead of serving. This one is very fragile and is best served when it is still as you said, crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was always delightful in sandwiches, because it made a very soft bed for all the ingredients of the sandwich. You placed it on the butter, and then went, I don't know, slices of ham or kielbasa or boiled egg or whatever. And this was also a very beautiful addition to that. There was also a way of serving this, but that really demanded your patience, because you washed the lettuce whole, not separating the leaves. And then you had to dry it so that there were no drops of water remaining on it. And then you splashed it with the creamy dressing. And it was also a beautiful picture on the table.
That's true. And then we sort of, you spoke of the iceberg lettuce. We got into the iceberg lettuce habit, and we served that with mayonnaise, with dressing based on mayonnaise, or what we used to call Chinese cabbage, which was very, very easy. You just chopped it up and again mixed it with the mayonnaise. So that was our start for the different kind of accompaniment to your meat and veg than our typical butterhead lettuce and dressing. And that's when we evolved with the dressings based on olive oil and garlic. There was a time we didn't really like garlic. I mean, you could make a dressing with garlic for the butterhead lettuce, but that's quite rare, and people who did that were thought of...
They had to come from France.
Yeah. I was about to say they had some experience abroad to be doing that, definitely. But, mm-hmm. but yes, yes.
That is true. What was funny, when we were getting to know all the other lettuces from across the world before all Polish growers decided that this is also a place, Poland is also a place where all these lettuces will grow and grow very nicely. There came a time when this butterhead lettuce, something which was a staple on all the vegetable markets, well, simply disappeared, because all those beautiful other concoctions took its place with ruling iceberg, which was good for everything, and which has no absolutely minerals or vitamins as compared to any other kinds of lettuces. Yes, then we got to know the Romani lettuce, which is not only beautiful in Caesar salad, but in all kinds of salads. Then we got to know the rocket, and all sorts of beautiful, as you said, young leaves, wow. Lo behold, there are so many possibilities. And, the creamy dressing was simply written down in history books and no one applied it. However, thanks to the fact that we are digging up in our history books, especially when it comes to all kinds of gastronomical heritage, this is appearing, as is the butterhead lettuce on the stands.
That's true. Yes, I was thinking that it's actually quite difficult to find butterhead lettuce in your local shop nowadays. It's far easier to go and look for it at a market. It's still there. It has luckily remained. And early on, it was that these were, you can get them in heads, like almost a small cabbage, and that's good when it develops. But early on, they're tiny, they're very, very delicate, and the leaves are very, very delicate. And this is something we also loved at the when spring came in and the Nowaliki came in. But yes, it's something that that's nowadays has to be looked for particularly. And and I think we're out of time again. I was just about to say that although butterhead lettuce and its creamy dressing somehow disappeared from our menus, miseria remained, our cucumber salad. But no
well,
accounting
it's
for
time
taste.
For another installment.
Yeah,
we'll
have to continue
confusion.
Later on. Bye-bye.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner with some happy music. This polka from Don Suhoin, who sings, plays the accordion and the trumpet. Idzie ciemna nocka, dark night.
Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia brings to you their annual Spring Polka Dance, May 19th from 3 till 7 at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia on 9150 Academy Road, Philadelphia.
It's 1, 2, 3.
Entertainment provided by TKO from Baltimore with special guest Eddie Biegaj. There's a cash bar and the best Polish kitchen this side of Kraków. For tickets, contact John Wisniewski at 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. 215-906-1825. You can't miss this one. TKO. You're going to have a great time at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia.
Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and coming up at the Associated Polish Home, the Midsummer Night Picnic, also known as Noc Świętojańska, Saturday, June 29th. More information in succeeding programs, but mark the date on your calendar, June
29th for the Nocsvintojanska picnic. And coming up soon, also the reopening of the beer garden. Remember, you can listen to Polonia Today anytime by logging onto the podcast at www.dbam.com. And you can also listen live on Sundays at 1:30. And as TJ signals me that today's edition is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to this band and how they used to play at Polish weddings when we were kids. Till next Sunday at 1:30, the usłyszenia.
Na stawie ducha, po duri facet gra.